Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. It looks like we're through with the heat wave. Pat Pagano's forecast calls for a partly sunny day today, 70 to 75. Partly cloudy, mid-70s tomorrow on Sunday. Some sun, but possible late showers, 75 to 80. And looking ahead to Monday, partly sunny with a possibility of an afternoon thunderstorm, 75 to 80. We'll check that forecast. That comes your way in just a few moments. Two more deaths on the Housatonic River already this season. 10 seconds from being rescued, two men drowned in the Housatonic River in New Milford. A story by Bridget Ruthman in the Republican American. Life and death separated by seconds Wednesday night. First responders nearly reached two fishermen who fell from a dam into Housatonic River's churning current. The rescue effort had transitioned now into a recovery operation. Darkness was falling when one of the two Danbury men, aged 23 and 36, slipped from a treacherous area of flowing water atop the Bleachery Dam behind West Cove Marina at the south end of town. The second man then slipped while trying to reach his companion. The 911 call for help was placed immediately by companions at about 8:30 p.m. A rescue boat was in the water minutes later. They could see them and were telling them to swim away from the dam and towards shore, said Wheeler, who added it's unclear how the men, both natives of Ecuador, could swim. Quoting here, they were within 10 seconds of reaching the first victim when they saw him go under. End quote. The Hudson Valley Renegades have called Dutchess Stadium home for more than a quarter of a century. An agreement would keep the Fishkill site for them for a quarter of a century more. It would also cost the county roughly $12.5 million of the $57 million it's receiving through the American Rescue Plan. A lease agreement between the county and the team would keep the Dutchess team through the 2046 season, according to a release from the county. The deal calls for the county to upgrade the stadium and buy the land underneath it, which must be approved by the county legislature. Resolutions to fund these projects changes were expected to be presented last night at the legislature's Public Works and Capital Projects Committee meeting. In advance of a full vote at the legislators' meeting coming up on Monday, the county expects annual economic benefits of over $600,000 a year through the lease agreement. Well, the Aminia branch of M&T Bank at the intersection of Routes 22, 44, and 343 at the town's iconic Fountain Square closed its doors on Thursday. Victoria Brody, town supervisor, said it's disappointing that they're losing a foundation, especially one that's been the center of town and walkable for most people, end quote. Perotti said residents will have to drive or find other means to get the only other bank in town, the Bank of Millbrook on Route 22 in the Freshtown Plaza. Others may have to consider online banking. Fridays are extra special in Norfolk with the advent of a summer-long series of events on the Village Green. 6 p.m. is the magic hour that signals the start of the contests and lawn games, music, and more. Even ice cream, a movie, and pet parade. The pet parade launches everything. That happens tonight. More information at norfolklibrary.org/events/pet parade and Fridays on the Green kickoff. Then comes an event for 10 and under, all set about black bears. You can take the look at the Norfolk Land Trust website for more information. They have upcoming events that run through August the 20th as of right now. Tomorrow there'll be a reception and celebration for all the medical volunteers who helped vaccinate most of the town of Pine Plains. The community-wide thank you will take place at 4 p.m. on the Pine Plains Episcopal Church lawn at 16 Pine Street, hosted by Penny Wheeler and Victoria Labruto. For more information, 518-398-5628. Well, the Norfolk Library is kicking off its summer reading program today, Tales and Tales. It'll be held at 6:30. There'll be a pet parade. Prizes will be given in many different categories. More information, norfolklibrary.org or 860-542-5075. Coming up tomorrow, it's Trash Recycling Day in Millerton, New York at 8 a.m. to 12 noon at 11 South Center Street. That is the town garage. More information, climatesmartmillerton.org. The Hillsdale Car Show is coming up on Saturday. Trucks, motorcycle, muscle cars, street rods, customs, rat rods. Now, there is a rain date of June 13th. It runs from 9 to 4 at the Hamlet Park in Hillsdale. Spectators and children are welcome free of charge. Please bring a mask. Trophies, including People's Choice There'll be vendors, food, music, and a 50-50 raffle to benefit the Hamlet Park renovation. Also coming up on Saturday is the celebration of Bonnie Akjar's life at 1 o'clock at Veterans Field Lions Club Pavilion in Sharon. It's a public celebration. You're invited to come. Bring some food with you if you like. Spend time with people. Also, there'll be live music with Brother Other and other musical guests to be announced. In keeping with traditions of old summer parties, there'll be a pig roast, hot dogs, hamburgers, and fresh-cut French fries. Beer, wine, soda, and water will be available. You can also join the Devil's Egg Contest if you want. More information, just to find Ray Jr. or Bumpa. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram, by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and also by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,466.24, the NASDAQ at 14,020.33, and the S&P 500 at 4239.18. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.